Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 12 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 9th of May. Yesterday, the Swedish Riksbank cut rates a quarter point. At the subsequent press conference, there were relatively clear signals that this was a case of following inflation lower and presumably anticipating future declines in inflation. There was a suggestion that more was to come in the way of rate cuts later this year. This follows from the Swiss National Bank easing a little while ago. There's nothing terribly surprising in these moves. It all fits with the pattern that has become more or less established across major central banks of following inflation down. One point to note is that the Riksbank was cutting rates with inflation still above the level that most central banks would presumably be aiming for. The direction of travel is clear on Swedish inflation, but this is a central bank anticipating the future rather than reacting to the past. Basic economics suggests that this is what should be happening. Central bank policy implements an economy, in particular the inflation aspects of an economy, with a fairly meaningful lag. So anticipation is generally a reasonable approach. However, the mantra of data dependency that has been coming out of the US Federal Reserve under Chair Powell pretty much ever since the 2022 policy errors is certainly a lot more backward-looking. The Bank of England is next in line with a policy decision due today. A total of 43 out of 43 surveyed economists are expecting no change in rates. And how could that many economists ever possibly be wrong? Except 52 out of 57 economists thought the bank would raise interest rates in October of last year, and it did not. Dissenting voices are often heard at the Bank of England, which is an increasing rarity in central banks these days. The culture of the Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee often comes across a bit like that of the senior common room of a college. An Oxford college, of course, not a Cambridge college. There's a healthy dissent and disagreement based on intellectual differences of opinion, which probably ultimately makes for better quality decision making. A cut today is very unlikely, but it's not completely impossible. Inflation in the UK has been propped up by purely technical factors, which can be predicted to reverse with a very high degree of confidence. The more likely course of action is, however, for a growing sense of rate cuts to be communicated for the future rather than immediate action today. With much of Europe off doing European things, the data calendar is not going to offer terribly much in the way of distraction. US initial jobless claims are likely to be the main data focal point, given how much markets overreacted to the single and highly unreliable data release of the last US employment report. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.